AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is glad Democrats in the Senate have come to their senses and abandoned a filibuster that shut down the government. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In a statement read by spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, the president said it's time to move on.
As I've always said, once the government is funded, my administration will work towards solving the problem of very unfair illegal immigration.
But says it will only make a long-term immigration deal if it's good for the country. Number two Senate Republican John Cornyn says he and five colleagues met with the president here at the White House after the Senate vote and discussed creative ways of addressing immigration. Cornyn says the president's eager to involve himself and reach a solution. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The AP Zeke Miller reports Democrats may have scored some political points, but that's about it.
Certainly the fact that this came in the one-year anniversary of President Donald Trump's inauguration did allow Democrats to stick their thumb in the eye of the president on that important anniversary. But in terms of actual moving closer to getting an immigration deal, we didn't actually get any closer on that.
Stocks climbed after the Senate announcement was made. Energy, tech, and drug stocks also helped the markets reach new records. The Dow finished up 142 points. There was an explosion and fire on a drilling rig in Oklahoma. Five people are missing. Sheriff Chris Morris says about 17 people were rescued.
They're all pretty shook up from what I've seen, which is expected. It's a pretty traumatic deal to go through.
One person suffered minor burns and was treated at the scene. Heavy snow and strong winds are pushing through the Midwest. Highways are closed in Kansas and South Dakota. There are flight delays and cancellations in Denver and Minneapolis. A 15-year-old student in Texas is in a Dallas hospital after being shot in her high school cafeteria. A 16-year-old boy, also a student at the school, is in police custody. This is AP Radio News. This is going to be a busy year for royal weddings. Prince Harry is going to marry Meghan Markle, and Harry's cousin, Princess Eugenie, is going to marry Jack Brooksbank in the fall. Prince Andrew is the father of the bride-to-be.
I'm absolutely overjoyed. I'm thrilled. Jack is an absolutely outstanding young man, and Eugenie and he have got to know each other over a number of years.
Buckingham Palace says the wedding will take place at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry in that same chapel in May. The Razzie Awards are in for this year's worst movies. Among the contenders, the Emoji Movie.
I'm melting in here. This is such a loaded...
No, go ahead. Finish that sentence.
Other contenders for the Razzie Awards, 50 Shades Darker and Baywatch. The Razzies are handed out March 3rd. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.